This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast the Palara family of Gujarat, India. They recently went viral for having what they're calling a lavish burial ceremony for their 18-year-old. All right, so 1,500 locals showed up to pay their respects. They even had a shrine erected, had several rituals performed before finally lowering their 18-year-old into the ground. Their 18-year-old car, a Suzuki Wagon R.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
What?
So, apparently, this family, they do quite well for themselves now. It was an expensive funeral, for lack of a better term. The guy even says, I have several expensive cars, but I guess this 18-year-old vehicle that he's had since he was broke, and according to him, it got him, like, to his first job, or to the hospital for delivery of his first kid.
So, why bury it? Give it to somebody else.
Because he's still crazy.
All right.
But in the end, they loved the car. Yeah, they had a 15-foot hole dug with an excavator, covered this thing in a green tarp, covered it up, and top it all off, he's going to plant a memorial tree for the car.
Yay.
Yeah. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth, 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 Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. And we would have played this game with Vincent, but Vincent either got a car accident or hung up. So you three gentlemen will be performing against one another.
Okay.
And you have three categories, of course. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, License to Spill, where you guess the substance that made the mess.
What do you think, Ted?
Animal.
As the story goes, a hungry animal jumped toward a Connecticut homeowner's chicken coop. It became stuck in the surrounding netting.
Oh, no.
The New Canaan Police Department said Animal Control Officer Sean Godijan responded to a home where a critter had gotten stuck in the netting around the chicken coop. He said, quote, "It is common for animals to get tangled in netting. I've pulled birds and other animals out of soccer netting and garden netting." He said he was able to carefully lift this critter by the legs and cut it free from the netting. Said animal was not injured and was safely released at the scene. Quote, if you have any soccer nets, I recommend you take them down when not in use. If you have fencing around your chicken coop that is a netting type of material, I would suggest to use metal chicken wire instead to avoid this very problem. Thanks for the advice. Now the question is, what was the animal that got stuck in the chicken coop netting? Was it a fox? Was it a hawk? Was it a cat? Or was it a coyote? So fox, hawk, cat, or coyote got stuck in the netting around the chicken coop.
Hmm. Well, I mean, all are feasible.
Yeah, I just... The fact that they were able to easily lift him by the legs and get him cut out, I feel like this is a fox. I think there was a fox trying to get in the hen house here.
True to the same. Okay. That is the same.
Yep, something like that.
Is it a coyote or a fox? One of them. There's a small creature in the hen house, dude. That's what they're going to call it now. You know what I think it is?
What do you think it is?
I think it's a hawk.
You do. And I was going to say, you think it's Mike's family.
Yeah. Yep. Grabbed him by his tiny little leg.
You guys like chicken, right?
I've seen Mike eat chicken.
You know what? I'll go coyote just to break it up. Okay. What was caught there in the chicken netting? Was it a fox, a hawk, a cat, or a coyote? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Category is analyze this on profile. This week, a very hungry animal tried to attack chickens, but then got stuck in the chicken netting. Question is, what is the animal that they did successfully release from the netting?
Yeah.
Was it a fox, a hawk, a cat, or a coyote?
It just sounds like he's reading a nursery rhyme.
I know, it really does. What's up, Fox? A hawk. But that's a question that I pose to you, gentlemen. We start with Mike Hawk, who went with a fox. Oh, I'm afraid. No fox in the hen house today.
Oh, I do declare.
I do declare there was no fox today. Miles, you went with the old coyote.
I did.
The Ted Smith, you went with a hawk.
Yep.
I'm sorry, the Ted Smith. You went with a hawk.
Oh, it was a hawk.
Yep.
Damn. Ripped him out by his tiny legs. Get out of here, hawk.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. We had talked about it earlier today in the office. Telling you, you want a new Christmas tradition. Big thank you to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Flipped a big giant check on stage. It got in and I do declare.
But all that, right.
I've seen a lot of rock shows. As I was leaving, one of the security guards was like, what's up, Ted? And I was like, I've seen Metallica 5 times. That was a good show.
All right.
So,
did you buy a t-shirt?
I didn't. I started following them on Twitter, though.
All right. What do they do after, say, Christmas?
So that part, I don't know, but I was saying, it's a machine, dude. Like, I was talking to them backstage, and they're like, yep, we just did 2 shows of Portland, then we'll do 2 Seattle on Saturday, and then Spokane Friday, Seattle, then Portland.
How many people are in the band?
All right. So there's 4 main guitarist guys, right?
All right.
One guy has the Flying V one. One has what I describe as the parallelogram guitar.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Kind of like James Hetfield plays a lot of that.
Yeah. So there's like those 4 guys. There's singers. I think there's like 4 or 5 guy singers. There's 5 or 6 women singers. There's a crazy drummer. There's a violinist, a piano or keyboardist.
All right.
And then they have like a Seattle, like 6 people from the actual orchestra that helped that show.
Oh, cool.
Show.
Oh, right on. That's cool,
so,
man.
Are they doing traditional tunes, Christmas tunes, and like new age ways, so, or what? What is
we all know Christmas at Sarajevo. That's their hitter. Yeah. They're going to finish with that. But the first half of the show is like they have all these screens and everything, and it's like a Christmas story.
All
there's
right.
a guy that comes out and narrates it, and so there's like other Christmas songs. Like some of the songs, they're really rocking, and then you're like, wait a minute, I know this one.
That's Jingle Bells, for God's sakes.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So, now, at the merch table, Christmas sweaters, ornaments, or is it
you know
just
what?
Standard black rock?
They had hooked me up with great seats on the floor, so I never saw the merch table.
Hmm. No, the seats were too good.
Got an artificial,
not hanging out with the peasants.
Got a wreath and an artificial tree, saw the show.
I mean, Miles, they're flying over top of you when you're on the floor. Then at one point, the guy with the V guitar is like pointing, and you turn around, and there's a woman in the back of the arena that emerges in a snow globe. She's singing Mozart. Like the old guy that kind of runs it, you can tell he's one of the original members. He even mentioned that. He's like, you got to give it up to her. She's singing Mozart in a snow globe.
But I'm telling you,
Does Santa make an appearance?
No.
Any traditional figures? Rudolph the Grinch? Anybody?
No, it's just more of like there is a dude that hates Christmas. He's a really good singer, but he figures it out. So it's kind of
he comes around.
Figures it out.
There's a guy that leaves his son in the hospital because he's gonna grow up to never walk or talk. And then he feels bad. And he goes back. The son can walk and talk, folks. Yeah. He's a doctor now.
I'm glad he felt bad at least. Damn.
At least he had second thoughts.
Who writes this? The WWE.
It's an emotional roller coaster.
Chair to the back.
No son of mine can't walk.
I mean, when I say it out loud, it's like when I was watching, I was like, "This is kind of serious." But it's a really good show. 3 p.m. show, obviously a little more families.
Yeah,
but. I mean, like I said, it's a rock show. It's a little 80-ish kind of cheap, but also, like, I'm not going to lie, it's kind of sexy. All the dudes have flowing hair. The chicks are hot. They're all in the same dresses and black.
Testament to those guys. I mean, who else does that? Garth Brooks, where you put on a three-hour show, and then you take, you know, an hour and a half for
and
2 hours
do it again
for dinner.
Yeah.
And then you go right back out there, and you do, you know, three more.
And they were even funny at the end of it. They were like, all right, thanks. For real, you guys got to get out of here. We have another show.
We got to clean up, set everything back up.
Let's see. Also, over this weekend, my brother and I have this theory. I forget who the college guy was that said it years ago, but there's always these weekends in college football, right? Well, there's not a lot of big top 25 matchups. So it's like, go get your Christmas tree, or this when you go get a pumpkin, or go pick apples. And then you have chaos like you did this weekend.
That's like great.
Teams just kept losing and losing. Mm-hmm. Like after the show, we were sitting in my house. My buddy's not even the biggest college football fan. We were watching that game that went into like four overtimes. He's like, this is unbelievable.
It was.
I was like, this is what college ball is all about.
Hell yeah. I ended up in the Red Hot down in Tacoma during that Arizona State game.
Nice.
It was wild.
That was. I know.
What kind of hot dog did you get?
I got the Tacoma for one, and then I got the...
What's on that?
The Tacoma one has just its mustard, onions. I think it's got relish, or it's got a dill pickle on it, some little hot peppers and celery salt. Dude, it's badass.
Got a tank top.
And a girlfriend that still tans.
Yeah.
So then also, I was fired up because the Vegas race was on. That didn't start till 10 p.m., right? So I'm like, all right, I'll watch this race. Now, I don't know if you guys know, there's this old driver named Martin Brindle, and he does the grid walk.
Okay.
So if you're a celebrity or a driver on the grid, you're supposed to talk to Martin. Some people don't know who he is.
Oh, he's the guy that,
because he's from Sky Sports. But, like, that's part of the deal, right?
Yeah.
If we were ever famous enough where they were, like, the men's room could be down there next to Pierre Gasly. That's my guy. Like, if Martin Brindle's, like, throw like, a word, you talk to Martin Brindle.
All right.
So I'm watching this. He's doing his grid walk, but it's kind of odd. None of the drivers are out there, and he's looking for celebrities, and he runs by... what's it, Noah Lyles? He won the 100-meter.
Yeah.
Right? So he talks to him. Now, in the background, you could see a couple, I'd say, celebrities. Martin doesn't want to talk to them.
Ooh.
And then as they walk away, their handler comes over, and he's like, Martin. And it was Donnie Wahlberg and...
His wife?
He's married to.
Jenny McCarthy.
And he's like, Martin, Jenny McCarthy. And Martin Brindle, the coldest thing I've seen in a while, turns and goes, I'll pass, mate.
Oh,
damn.
And they're chatty, too. They're good personalities to put on there.
Not up to Martin standards.
Damn, dude.
Wow. Isn't she like Playmate of the Year at one point?
Ooh,
I believe she was.
Yeah.
I mean, she was something.
Yes, she was.
More than just a monthly, you know, Playmate. She was, you know.
Right, she was on MTV. I just thought it was funny. I was like, Martin Brindle gives zero Fs. But it was good race. Max Verstappen won his title.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Didn't he like come in fifth, though, and he still won the title?
Correct. He just basically had to finish ahead of Lando.
Now, this is not Formula One. This is Grand.
It is
Formula One.
Correct.
So it's what you saw down there.
Right. So last year I was at the race. It was, honestly, it was an awesome experience. But watching it on TV, I like the track a lot better.
Was it during the day again? Or was it at night again?
No, it was at night again. Do it at night.
Yeah, so, right. 10 o'clock in Vegas, right? So, I mean, that's...
Well, that's part of it, is the strip. Part of that course is open during the day. And then they have to shut it down at like 3 or 4 p.m., which then becomes what they call a hot track. So, I mean, the way they're pulling that off is pretty amazing.
I wonder what the casino owners think of that.
They love it.
Do they?
Last year, I saw a thing that, like, basically, if you were a dealer at the MGM, you walked out of there with, like, thousands of dollars.
Oh, tonight. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And look, F1 is a very expensive sport.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people in town with a lot of money. Those casinos were making out like bandits.
Oh, yeah.
We wouldn't notice that because they're playing the high-dollar tables.
Of course. Yeah, they're not down on the peasant table.
Like, right, we can't even afford their boats, $1,000 tables.
But so. It was wild because I was down there last weekend, and just seeing them set all that stuff up, all the gates and fences that are up there already when we went down there. Like, there's a lot of work that goes into this thing, and it's right down the main drag of the strip.
It is pretty crazy. I watched a little bit of the History Channel, Foods That Built America. So I knew the story of the green bean casserole, that woman in the test kitchen at Campbell's trying to figure it out. I'd forgotten that also Ocean Spray with the cranberries, like how we know now how they flood the bogs.
Yeah.
Nobody had ever done this before. The guy says, flood them all. I think this is going to work. Right. It's flood a massive decision he makes because they have no idea. So then when finally they harvest them, they're mushy. And the guy, like people that worked there were like, We told you.
Was this in Maine or was this in
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Okay.
How do they flood them?
The bogs?
Yeah. Is there like a dam that they just open up that floods them up, or they
bring
garden hose out?
They hire beavers, pretty much.
Yeah, right?
So it's all mushy, and they're like, what are we going to do with it? And that's basically how they invent cranberry sauce in the can and cranberry juice as we know it. And that's how Ocean Spray, to this day, is the biggest supplier of cranberry. Because it used to be...
But what was his goal when he said flood it? Because obviously that was not...
A quicker way, the idea was if you flood it, instead of having people out there try to pick them all,
they'll shell themselves, kind of thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. They'll just all float to the surface, and then you just scoop them up. And if you've ever driven through Massachusetts, you'll see them. It's kind of cool.
We've got them here. North.
You ever heard of the untold issue when it comes to flooding those bogs and it's time to harvest those cranberries?
No.
Cranberry spiders.
Are you being for real?
There are big frickin' spiders that are all over these doggone plants so that when they flood them, they kind of ride the leaves and the cranberries all the way up. And when you're out there harvesting them, they just climb and run all over the top of all those doggone cranberries.
Yep.
And it freaks out anybody.
Well, the other thing is...
Do I want to Google those?
Yes, we kind of forget because, like, turkey stuffing, like...
No.
Green bean casserole and the cranberry sauce are just as much of an American tradition as anything else. And same thing is, like... Anybody can make cranberry sauce. It's pretty simple. But nobody outside the Northeast was doing this until Ocean Spray started canning it. But to this day, like people are like, it's still easy to make, but people love the sound of it coming out.
I love the ridges to cut it up. I want the gelatin. I do not want the actual cranberries.
The first time I had cranberry sauce made from cranberries, I hated it.
Correct.
Like, just get me the, like you bitter. Said, the sound. Just
like, yeah. And basically, like they make like... 70% of their money in the month of November and December.
Sure.
Are you against the can?
Damn right I'm against the can.
Really?
Yes. Look, there's nothing wrong with the can. I'm sure it's fantastic. I'm sure it's just fine. I grew up and have lived my entire life with just making cranberry sauce.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to have cranberry sauce, like, I want the gelatin stuff. And look, I'll eat the real cranberry sauce you make, but the next day for my sandwich, I need the gelatin stuff.
Right. It's a wasted step.
Really,
sorry.
Yeah, Mike's late again. Yeah. Why? Because he was making homemade cranberries.
And homemade rolls. You just couldn't buy some delicious Hawaiian rolls.
Hell, order my turkey from Popeyes.
Mash, instant cranberry. You guys ain't living.
So now I've already talked about the chaos on Saturday, and then yesterday, NFL Sunday. I still feel like there's chaos ensuing.
It's wild, dude.
Yeah, the Seahawks win a game. I said, if I was like, I was texting Mike yesterday, like. Are we good?
No!
I still don't think we are.
You only have to be better than everyone else in your division. And right now...
Right!
Right. That's it.
Stop jinxing it!
I'm not jinxing it. It doesn't mean you're good. Just be better.
Because I hate the Eagles, but I was like, well, I'm going to cheer for the Eagles to beat the Rams.
Yeah, 100%. Right? We're the only team in the West that won.
I did see the end of that Washington and Dallas game.
Lord,
holy
man.
Smokes, dude.
I would also remind people, like, people forget because Washington and Dallas haven't been relevant in 30 years.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was the premier matchup and rivalry in the NFL.
Wasn't that the Thanksgiving game forever, too?
No, they would play.
They would play on the day, but they wouldn't play each other.
Okay. They would open the season on Monday Night Football almost every year was Washington and Dallas to the point of when my grandmother passed away, right?
Yeah.
Old school Irish Catholics, we were in that house grieving for 2.5-3 days. The Commanders, Cowboys were playing Monday Night Football. I don't know how to explain it.
Tears went away.
Tears went away. The old guys got beers out. Somebody ran up to the street to get Italian sandwiches from the Italian deli. And it was just 3.5 hours of just like, oh, this is just the Smiths watching ball again.
Right.
You know, the next day was horrible. But that's what I'm saying. Oh, it's really sad. But I'm saying is that's how big that game mattered
to
everybody. But yeah, watching that, you feel bad for the kicker. I don't know what's going on with kickers in the NFL.
Don't know, man.
Hey, no jinx.
Right.
No jinx. Here's, we might have one of those guys.
The modern NFL is, hey, do you need a 60-yarder? Almost any guy can do it.
We can do it.
Anything 30 yards or closer.
Right. Can you kick an extra point? I don't know.
Can you make the chip shot?
God, that Washington kicker, I mean, he just shanked that
instantly.
Thing.
He did, dude.
Yeah.
And I mean, you saw him drop as soon as his foot made contact. That's how bad of a kick it was. He didn't even watch it. He knew it.
He knew it.
Yeah. But a lot of, you know, just, again, great weekend for sports. Obviously, if you're one of the teams that got upset, you didn't think it was awesome. But, you know, for me, great Seahawks win. Maryland sucked. But watching all those upsets, I was just like, this is what sports is about.
It is.
Speaking of which, I'm sure you won't have any problem with your kicker tonight. You got the Harbaugh Bowl on tonight as the Chargers are hosting the Ravens.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to South Korea, where a man really didn't want to serve in the military. It's the law of the country that all men under the age of 30 are required to serve in the military for 2 years. But local authorities somehow found a man that hatched a plan to get out of it. Seeking advice from a friend, he got himself on a high-calorie diet with the idea of raising his body mass index to a level that would disqualify him from military service. The story doesn't detail how they caught onto the scheme, but they did, and he's now serving a year in prison for the ploy, and he also told the media that he has a new dedication to fulfill his military duty.
Yeah, because they put your ass in jail.
Right.
Yeah.
How did they figure out that he's trying to gorge himself? I mean, I just...
trying to think on it, obviously, you know,
did somebody rat him out? Is he just running his mouth?
He must have said something, because otherwise you'd be like, oh, that guy's just gaining weight, right?
Right.
Maybe, you know, fist pumps when he finally was like, nope, you're too heavy to do it. Yes.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This guy ran track for 3 straight years. How the hell is he not ready for military service? Come on now. In other news, we go to the lovely world of the internet where we get a little bit of clarity on something on people's minds. This is an odd story, but it was just a piece that somebody put out there. By now, you may have seen the new Tesla Cybertruck roaming your local streets in the wild and had a thought to yourself about its jarring appearance and possibly even wondered about the person driving inside of it. Mainly, who the hell would drive that damn
thing? Don't
way?
You?
Damn.
Always. I always look like, who are these people?
Who wants
this? I saw
this
a lady drive one the other day, that one. No big deal. It's the last thing I expected to see.
Well, I've never heard anybody say, damn, that thing looks great. I love the look of these new Cybertrucks. Everything I've heard anybody say is these things are butt ugly.
Never saw one pull up to a construction site and someone get out with a tool belt on.
Right. You
know? One Cybertruck.
I mean, you're kind of right.
Going to work.
That's right. Drive all day.
I'm kind of used to them now.
Yeah.
Right?
They still look. I saw one. There's one in our garage if you park far enough down that's like that matte black.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty cool.
But if you're going to drive that, at least when you get out, you should have on a mask and a cape.
Always.
You know what I mean? Exactly. I feel like that is Batman.
A new Escalade. It was like, you know, flat black, brand new. Those things look sharp, man.
They look awesome.
They're slick. But one Cybertruck driver posted about his truck on Facebook, which is gaining some traction. He's a dentist that explains that he was tired of being looked over by society, his friends, his family, his kids, and even being betrayed by his own aging physique. He goes on to explain that he needed a, quote, man cave, a Batmobile, a powerhouse, and it would be nice to have something that makes people snap their necks and glare. You want an overpowered, overpriced, over-the-top giant fridge on wheels. They can't ignore you anymore. The Post continues to reinforce this basic premise, but before you think that this man is a lone believer of this principle, the news site that posted this story goes on to inform us that the Post was flooded with more than 40 other Cybertruck owners who all reflected the exact same position. Conclusion of the story, people buy what they want for reasons that they want.
Sure. Okay. Well, you're a dentist, you can get fun drugs. Don't you get up right away? You should always have a date.
But that was his whole thing, you know, it's just... He just wanted something that people would gawk at. Good, bad, or indifferent. He just wanted something that would bring him attention.
He picked the right vehicle.
He did. Right?
And at the end of the day, isn't that kind of why you buy the higher end cars, as it were?
If you can, right?
You know, when
you
I
you want to buy the car that looks good to you. It's right. The car that would get you to turn around to look at it. It's
exactly.
The car you would admire in the parking lot.
You know, when I was younger and I had the money, I wanted the Camaro that I got. It was a 2012 Camaro SS, and I got it brand new that year. It was beautiful. I loved that rig. I changed up the exhaust to where it was a good throaty sound to it because I kind of wanted to feel like a badass as I walked by.
What are you driving now?
I'm driving the little Marshmallow 2012 Volkswagen Jetta Sport Wagon diesel damn thing that's about to break down on my ass.
What'd you do to the side panel on that? Did you back it into something?
The side panel?
Yeah, right where the door is.
What's wrong with... Oh! No, that was there when I got it.
Okay.
That was there when I got it.
I was like, what did you do?
I made it cheaper.
It's got a dent to the side. Cool. Yeah.
That thing's about to get traded in. I don't know what it for, but it's coming down, guys. Craziness started early at a Walmart in Texas at 6:40 in the morning. 6:40 in the morning. I didn't know they were still open that early.
But
officers got a call about a man that had barricaded himself inside of the store and was assaulting employees. The story goes that he went into the store, rounded himself up a bow, several arrows, and arrowheads. I don't know why they differentiate the two. I'm guessing that they don't sell arrows with heads anymore.
No.
As well as a hatchet, and barricaded himself within the store, firing arrows at employees and shoppers.
Jeez,
police were called, and the man was run out of the store before they could arrive, but he was later the subject of a trespassing call about a mile away, in which he had jumped someone's fence and was taking up refuge in their backyard. He's now facing charges.
That means he was shooting people with a compound bow.
Good Lord, man.
I mean, that's not how you want to get hit with anything.
No, dude. That's dangerous as all hell. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Alberta, Canada, where a grandmother is putting all of us to shame. She's a 59-year-old fitness buff who doesn't let her age slow her down. She's already in the record book for her outstanding record of holding a horizontal plank for an impressive 30 minutes, 11 seconds. Plus 4 hours.
Damn!
4.5 hours she held a plank. But her latest goal set her sights on the most push-ups in 60 seconds. She's required to bend her elbows to at least a 90-degree angle at the bottom of the rep and extend her arms all the way up at the top, and even suffered a dislocated shoulder in the middle of her run, but luckily it popped itself back into place for her to continue her journey. I don't know how you keep going after that.
I know. Is it that important?
In total, with wonderful encouragement from her grandchildren, she was able to muscle out an impressive 1,575 push-ups within the hour.
Damn.
Which Guinness has officially recorded as a record. Steve, how many are you up to per day there, boss?
I'm still hopping around 45. I could probably push it to 50. I'm not touching this woman. That's damn sure.
Yeah, that's right. Men's Room Sports, gotta give it up to your Seattle Seahawks, who held their ground here at home against the divisional rival to take the top spot in the NFC West with a win against the Cardinals yesterday. They'll be on the road for the next 2 weeks as they move into New York to take on the Jets this coming weekend, and then that's followed by another game against the Cardinals the following week for another divisional bout. As far as tonight,
Cardinals are done, dude. New Call of Duty came out.
Good call, Ted. Good call. As far as tonight, you got college hoops on FS1, Big Ten Network, CBS Sports, and the ESPN affiliates, pro basketball and NBA Network, and your Seattle Kraken are in Anaheim taking on the Ducks tonight. Puck drops at 7 over on Kong. And there's a Thursday night football game, which has the Ravens in L.A. taking on the Chargers.
We're not even watching that.
Over on ESPN. Yeah, you guys aren't watching it right now. No,
Monday.
That's over on... Oh, did I say Thursday? Doggone it. Monday night football.
Either way, tonight.
We pre-recorded this on Thursday. As far as your weather, we got some showers this evening, but can expect overcast skies on a low of 42 tonight. Tomorrow, we're looking at considerable cloudiness and a high of 48, but should be decently dry, so enjoy that. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. Taryn Daly, Steve makes the Daily Mix Morning Show. Join us tomorrow. We'll sit and spin. The lovely Jolene is coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.